flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Locker cleanout now underway. What was locker cleanout like for you, B, after a good season? Like, sad, mad, didn't really matter?
It wasn't sad. I mean, I came in and did what I needed to do and got the hell out of there. And I was one that always talked to the media anyway, so I didn't have a problem discussing them. But, you know, never was like no big ordeal. You know, you come in, you make sure everybody is connected. You talk about what you're going to do in all season. That's the main thing for me, getting things set up for how we're going to do this thing, take a break, and when you want to get back and start working.
Yeah. It's going to be I don't know. It's going to be interesting in there because they do have a lot of – veterans on one-year deals. Like, I also think, so I believe the team meeting is over. Think about when you and I walked in this morning, that parking lot was pretty full.
Yeah.
So obviously most guys were already here, and everybody, and I mean everybody, is going to be at the end of the year team meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder how much action there really is in locker cleanout, because those dudes are going to get the F out as soon as possible.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yo, man, text me. I'll see you some answers.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'll be in there as soon as the radio show ends.
But see, that for me, I never left the area when I was, like, here.
Right.
So I was like, locker cleanout for what?
Right.
I'll be working out over there in a month. I left all my crap right there.
Right. Let's get to some of these phone lines. A lot of folks been on hold for a while. My guy, Shannon is in Leesburg. Hello, Shannon. How you doing? Shannon, you there? Shannon, you gone. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Speak up.
I told the guy my name was Shane. It's Shane, by the way, not Shannon.
What's up, Shane? All right, Shane.
Jeff's going to Jeff.
tough loss, guys. Really, it's never fun to lose to Philly, but losing to get to punch your ticket to the Super Bowl, that stings a little bit more right now. We just didn't play championship football. Three turnovers. I mean, the first two games, we didn't turn the ball over, we win. I mean, we kind of proved that with when we beat the Lions. They turned the ball over five times, and we upset them. You know, nobody saw us win that game. So I'm proud of the boys, though. I think the locker room this year, that anybody, anywhere, anytime mentality, that's important. I know you guys were talking about veterans that are on one-year deals. It's interesting to see what's going to happen to that because, you know, people are going to come and go. But I'm proud, man. I've been a fan my whole life and mostly under Dan Snyder, so a lot of misery there. So to see us get to the first time in 33 years for, like, me as a fan, personally, like, dude, this is special. I'm so excited to see where Jaden and this team can take us.
All right, man. Appreciate that.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate it. Good call there, Shane.
Good sensible call.
Shane. let's go to Steve down on Capitol Hill. What up, Steve?
Hey, guys. I bleed burgundy and gold. I've been a fan since 1963. And the last 10 years, I've been dealing with blindness. I get up 3 days a week at 4 o'clock in the morning for dialysis. And I just wanted to say that this season, this team, these coaches, this ownership, and frankly, you guys too, have brought a tremendous amount of joy and pleasure to me. Also, two things frustrate me. One is that quality of officiating that the NFL is just it's terrible. The crew that we had yesterday was the same crew that stole the Pittsburgh game from us. And the other frustration I have is that, you know, we've been weak against the run since the days of Butts and Grant. And I hope that this offseason, I have no idea what's going to happen in the next season, but I hope that's addressed. And I really appreciate it. I listen to you guys every day. I don't get to call in too often, but this has been a special season. And I put it up with some of the ones when we went further, but it's just been unique, and I really appreciate the efforts that the team has put out.
Hey, man, thanks for
appreciate
the call.
Your call,
that
man.
Was very kind, and
thanks for listening as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a fun year, dude, and the way things ended in Philly shouldn't negate what has been a really fun year.
You know, it makes you have hope.
Yeah.
And I think that's the one thing we all have to recognize. Like, you know, we have been through some lean years where it was no hope. You know, they tried to give us hope by just spending money in the offseason, and then the season started, it was never there. But this gives you hope that, you know what, things are changing. Things, you have something to look forward to. So.
Totally. It's a season where you can't wait for them to play again. And there's been times where, I mean, I heard D.A. talking about this. Maybe it was with Grant and Danny. And D.A. was like, just think over the last couple years, this time of year, we've been trying to have these serious conversations if Sam Howell was the answer, if Taylor Heinicke was the answer, what could Fitzpatrick do? We were all trying to talk ourselves into the path of winning without a quarterback. Like, things have changed, man. It's
drastically.
It's a new day in Ashburn. They got questions. Wagner and Chin are free agents. I saw Adam Peters and Jeremy Chin. Adam Peters has a habit after every game of going up and dapping up every player in the locker room, which I think is just such a commitment to being locked into his team. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that previous general managers in this building did not do that, I promise you.
They probably didn't know who they were or how to pronounce their name.
Yeah, they rarely would come down from the suite. You know what I mean?
If they did, if they had a big win, then they'll come down.
Sure.
If they want to get cameras.
Yeah,
know.
A little victory lap. But Peters and Chin had a moment last night that I couldn't help but notice, and it was lengthy. There was real emotion there, and I think Chin would be at or near the top of guys you want to get back. But it's a long list, man. Ertz, Wagner, Eckler, Fowler, Farrell. Like, it's a long list. And, and they've got a lot of decisions to make. And let's be real, like, probably going to be some decisions.
Everybody can't come back.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it sounds very, very dismissive, but it's not. It's the business, baby.
Yeah. And those guys said it last night in there. They're like, yeah, we know, you know, we're never going to have this group together again. And that's just
that was the message every year I heard coaches say. This group would never be the same.
Chick's excited. That looks like a guy that woke up at 5 a.m. thrilled about it.
Yeah, all happy with his energy and stuff.
Let's go to
other people tired, man.
Kelvin and Clinton. Kelvin, what up?
Hey, B-Miz, AJP, man. I got a question about the game. I think the tide changed early in the game, actually on our first drive. Why would Dan Quinn not go for it on 4th and 3 when we kicked that field goal, when we had went for 3 4th downs that were longer than 3 yards? and we get up here on the 31, 32-yard line of their side, and we don't go for the fourth and three, we settle for a field goal. I think that changed the whole momentum of the game.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would think that, you know, he's getting information from his guy, and I think he went along with the guy said, and he's done it all year. I also think if we go for it there and we don't get it, we have questions today. Why did they go for it and not just take the points?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've clearly had this. I mean, they're not just guessing when it comes to when they're going to go for it. Like, they have that stuff mapped out in advance. Mm-hmm. And I think clearly something in their research said that wasn't the spot to go for it. I will say, a guy you know, Ruben Frank, Rube. Mm-hmm. So last night I ended up in the NBC Sports Philly offices for a while. And I saw Rube, and the first thing he said to me is like, why did he kick on that first drive? And I was like, you know, I don't right. know. What I know is they have a plan for like the whole down and distance as soon as they cross midfield for when they're going, when they're not. And my guess is
something wasn't right.
No, this is my guess is that Philly defense is so good. And the way Fangio plays is to give you little stuff underneath and to not let you hit big stuff. And I honestly wonder if they thought, at the closer in they got, the more difficult it was going to be to score.
Normally, the same is when you get down there, so many people in a smaller area that is more difficult. So I can see if he was told, listen, down here is going to be a little tight. Take the points.
Well, like golf gets harder the closer you get to the hole. You know what I mean? But all anybody wants to do is hit driver.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's one of those things. I'm sure you got asked about it last night. Maybe you'll get asked about it today. It's a wild testament to how much they have converted people's mindset that now it's like, why didn't they go for it again instead of kicking the field goal?
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
Let's go to Jerry in Calvert County. What up, Jerry?
Hey, how you doing? I love your show.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy.
I've been watching the Redskins since Griffith Stadium. Sitting on those green bleachers. But my question is,
I love that.
Do you all still think that Lattimore was a good acquisition? Because it seems like every time his name is mentioned, it's something negative. I'll wait to hear your answer. Love your show.
Everybody all right there?
You know what? I think based off of what he had done, they took a shot, and now they got a decision to make. You know? I can't look back now and go, oh, man, shouldn't have never bought. No. There were some games where we felt, yes, it was great. And then the other games, no. But like JP said earlier, he got to learn that he don't have to fight every battle. sometimes you got to just let stuff go. And we always say you got to have a cornerback's mentality. You can't let none of that stuff snowball. And he allowed it to snowball this year. So,
I don't think Lattimore had the year he wanted to have here, clearly. Nope. He also didn't get a whole lot of playing time out of him as he was dealing with the hammy. And I think, you know, assuming he's back, step one is health. And that is totally something that has eluded him for some time. Get him healthy. Maybe you work on, you never want to take somebody's fire and competitiveness out of the game, but maybe you try to channel that thing into something that's a little more functional. I don't know beyond that. It obviously wasn't what you wanted. Let's keep the phone lines going. Let's go to Pulpit in D.C. What's up, Pulpit?
Hello?
Pulpit, are you there?
Yeah, how you say his name?
I don't know, man.
All right.
Jeff, what you got on Pulpit? Is that the right name? He's gone. He gone. Let's go to Jamal in D.C. Jamal, what up, man?
What up, Jay? What's going on, fellas?
What's happening, brother?
How you doing, bud?
Man, I'm excellent, man. I feel like I know it's a disappointing day. That's how I feel. I'm not mad. You know how your parents used to say back in the day, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. Like, that's how I feel right now, man. I mean, it was the Eagles, so obviously, you know, I wanted us to win. And, of course, I feel like we came into the, like, Eagles fans talking trash, like, oh, you guys really thought you'd win? Yeah, we just watched this team beat a team that was better than us in Detroit. We can argue the same with Tampa. So, yeah, we came into this game on a high, legit thinking we had a shot, but reality got, you know, it struck real fast, and we realized, okay, yeah, this team is on a different level. But that being said, I feel like as Commanders fans, we have no reason to hang our head, y'all. We competed. This was, I said this last time I called, y'all. In my 37 years of life, this is the best season I've had. I was 4 years old in 91, man. So this right here, this was it for me, man. I got to talk trash all year. We were good from the start to the end of the season. This was no fluke. Five game, six, seven game win streak. We just crawled into the playoffs. No, this team was good, and they did it with arguably the worst version of this team, man. So, you know, I feel like, you know, to make myself feel better, guys, I convinced myself the referees robbed us to get Philly there so this three-peat can go through, because they knew if JD would have got there, he'd have ruined that storybook script that they got, man. So I'm going to keep telling myself that to keep dealing with this loss. I enjoyed it, and I'm happy for you too, guys, man. B Mitch and JP, y'all have dealt with us calling up here over the years angry. I know it felt great, y'all, to have most of us calling up here happy and not yelling and cussing and screaming, man. Like, I know you guys enjoyed it, not just y'all, but everyone who does this. So I'm happy, and I can't wait for next year, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Good call, brother.
Great call right there, Jamal. Thank you, dude. Appreciate that. Two show announcements. When we return, Rev T will join the program.
All right.
I look forward to Rev T's message of uplifting. But there was one other thing I did have to mention, Brian. This I just thought was really interesting. You know, generally when people talk about this huge job offer they got that they turned down, they're lying. But that's not always the case, B. Mm-hmm. That is not always the case, all right?
Yeah.
I want to be clear, that's not always the case, Brian.
Okay.
So Brian Schottenheimer, the Cowboys are introducing their new head coach today.
Yeah.
Brian Schottenheimer, new head coach. He made clear that early in his career, he turned down head coaching opportunities. He didn't want to chase being a head coach, but that he's ready now, and he knows what he wants and what it looks like.
If someone offered you a job, you would have taken it.
Well,
that's not chasing when they offer you a job, right?
Well, B, it made me think about when I was a young man. I had opportunities to pursue Jennifer Lopez, Scarlett Johansson. I had an opportunity.
And they made a decision for you.
No, I decided not to pursue it. I decided, you know, I'm not pursuing this.
Yeah.
Okay? Beyonce, I'm not calling you back. Much like Brian Schottenheimer decided he didn't want to be a head coach. I'm sure that's exactly how it went down. He just didn't want to be a head coach.
Yeah.
And I never wanted to call Scarlett Johansson because I had to stay on my own path. I mean, I drive a Toyota 4Runner. I love a Range Rover. Like, what are we talking about?
Some people say some of the dumbest things in the world.
And then Jerry has the audacity to say he's not scared to take a big shot. Okay, bud.
Who's the big shot?
Brian Schottenheimer.
Well, that must be his nickname. Brian Schott, big shot.
That's really funny. All right, Rev T, when we return.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.